Most people think that pitch is the most important thing in a feminine voice, and that's not true at all. Let me give you a couple of examples. First of all, look at Suzanne Pleshette, look at Marlena Dietrich, look at Cher. All of them are very feminine women, and yet each one of them has a very deep voice. It's a husky voice when the voice is deep in women. It doesn't have to be masculine just because it's deep. In fact, you'll find that in the population as a whole, the average difference between male and female voices is only about half an octave. Four white notes on the piano. That's all there is. But remember, that's the average difference, meaning that since the average person has a 1.5 to 2 octave range of speaking and singing, from the highest pitch they have to the lowest pitch, that if there's only a half an octave difference between the two, there's considerable overlap. And what it really means is that only half an octave is above the range that men can hit, that some women can hit. And only a half an octave is below the range that women can hit, that some men can hit. In other words, there's an exclusive male half octave at the bottom and an exclusive female half octave at the top. But everything in between that is common territory. It's not where you pitch your voice, it's what you do with it. Now, even in terms of pitch, for those of you who are really concerned with it, pitch, because it falls in that range, and everyone has a 1.5 to 2 octave range of where they can pitch their voice, you have a very comfortable half octave range in which you can move your voice. For example, I could go down and get really husky like this. Or I could talk up here and be a little bit more comfortable with it in terms of being flighty. However, neither one of those is exactly what's right for me. For me, this pitch right here seems to be the best. Now, if I can go that low and I can go that high easily though, I can train my voice to pitch itself there automatically. And in fact, that's what I've done with this voice. This voice is about 2 or 3 notes above where my speaking voice was before. And in fact, if you'll take the tape and you'll go back and listen to the segment that I gave you early, and then you'll compare it to the way I'm talking now, you'll see that there's only a 2 or 3 note difference between that pitch and this pitch. Pitch is not the answer. If you want to play with it, you can raise it a little, but believe me, the best way to go about developing a feminine voice is not to deal with pitch first, but to deal with the other steps first, and pitch will fall right in there where it needs to be automatically. Okay, so pitch is not the answer then. It'll come as much as it needs to, and you don't even have to worry about it. What is the answer then?